Hey guys, this is Two in a Queue
with Sam
and Noel,
and this is our first episode of this podcast. We've been trying to work this out for a hot minute, but we just thought, you know, we got to give the people what they want.
And it's perfect timing, so we're really excited to give you guys some real topics, real authentic vibes. Everything's organic, nothing's scripted, and kind of just going with the flow as we do in our normal lives. Speaking of our lives, we both work in field marketing, and we have a PR kind of background, so this podcast fits perfect into our personality.
Yeah, that's where we met.
Which is why we want to start this and begin this journey. So, with that being said, our topics for this podcast will be
very widely ranged.
Wide range of varieties from pop culture, love, sex,
gay culture,
independent single culture, single events, literally anything that you can think of. You can literally send in your ideas to us.
Life advice.
Anything literally that you want to be discussed, we shall talk about, even if it gets, you know, sticky.
Yeah, we're just giving you our real 100% authentic thoughts.
So, how we'll decide what topics we discuss about will be literally thrown into my purse, literally jot down ideas
phone on a budget,
pick by random,
yeah,
straight out of the purse. So, yeah. Sam, you can be the first one.
Here we go. Shit! All right,
let's see. He's currently picking it.
All right. Our first topic is being a single independent, why is that not enough?
And that was written by yours truly, because I feel like being a single is kind of has a negative connotation. And when you're in your 20s, for some, you know, some people really, in my opinion, rely on others, and they like having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a significant other to really like get through these times. But from my personal experience, Sam, you can speak on your personal experience. I've been single basically my whole life, and I feel like everyone always kind of just asks me why and makes it a negative.
Also, a thing with singles is people are constantly trying to hook people up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, I'm just not looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about that earlier today. I'm just like, I'm single, I'm not giving a fuck, I'm not looking, just whatever's gonna come my way is gonna come my way.
Exactly. And like, you meet really cool people along the way. Just because I'm single doesn't mean I'm not seeing someone. That's the thing. Just because I don't have a relationship status doesn't mean I, you know, stay at home and do nothing with my life. I feel like the single life, people think like you're knitting with your cats or you're like eating ice cream on a Saturday night. Not that that's, and there's anything wrong with that, because I have my nights where I like to stay in, but like, just because I'm not posting my significant other slash a guy or girl that I'm seeing doesn't mean I'm not seeing someone.
Yeah, but also a thing is, Renee said this to me, like, you should really learn how to, like, be by yourself.
Exactly.
So that, like, you don't need to depend on somebody, and I think that is so true.
Because I've seen people all too often, you know, jump from one relationship to the next. And then when they are alone, or like they have this moment where after a breakup, they're like confused. They like don't know what direction to go into. They don't even know who they are because they put their time and energy into someone else that they're like lost within themselves. And they can't spend like a day by themselves.
Yeah, some people just like feel the need that they just like constantly need to be in a relationship.
Especially when you're young, I feel like
you can test the waters out.
You can test the waters out, but, like, I feel if you don't know who you are and you go through life, like, when you're really young, just being in these constant relationships, it's like you get to this point where you're like, what do I like? Like, think of you. Put yourself first for once. Some people don't know how to do that.
Exactly. It's just like, I just don't. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I truly forgot what I was just about to say right there.
It's all good. Just know that I feel like being a single has its perks.
Oh, definitely.
And, like, people don't speak on the perks of being single.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. I feel like I just don't understand how you can go from person to person to person. I feel like I know what I want or, like, look for in somebody.
Or, like, you should have your boundary. Like, you should have your, what's it called?
Defense.
Not like expectations, but like I feel like standards. Like, some people just like, do they settle, when they get into relationships? Settling. Are you just with someone because you're afraid to be alone, question mark? Because I'm pretty sure that some people just don't like being alone. Like, they literally can't.
I mean, I don't like being alone, but, like, the thing is like, when I talk to boys, like, I feel like I know what I'm looking for. Like, I don't
know. The qualities. Like, you have these baseline qualities.
But, like, I just don't understand how someone can jump from person to person to person to person and just, like, not catch that, like, something's not right within this person. I don't know. Like, I feel like, why get in a relationship? I don't know. I don't know.
I just feel like it's like a black hole of, like, I don't know. Being single is fun. Or then there's the people that are too single and, like, hook up every night, every weekend, like, person to person. And nothing's wrong with that, but it's like, are you kidding yourself?
There's no kink shaming here.
There is definitely no kink shaming, but it's like, are you kidding yourself? Are you just hooking up with people because you're masking this insecurity of yours?
Yeah. Are you hiding something?
Are you hiding something? Because
there's questions you gotta ask yourself.
I just feel like, why can't we be single and chilling?
Yeah, like, you don't need to have a man or a woman or whoever you want to date. Like, why do people feel the need that you need to have someone to depend on?
Right.
Like, you don't need that.
Right.
Like, you honestly need to learn how to be by yourself. Which might be brutal.
I don't think that's brutal, because I feel like I've met people in my life that, like, pretend like everything's okay. And it's okay to be not okay. I feel like that's a major stigma, too.
Right.
And, like, you can just say, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. And I would be like, well, let's think about it.
But the problem is, not most people are like you.
Let's overanalyze, or not overanalyze, because that could be too much. It's a Libra quality of mine. But, like, let's analyze the current day and the current future and the current past, or the previous past.
Like the saying, don't cross that bridge till you get there. Like, when that comes to it, then you'll deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, when we work, where it's like, we're play by play.
True.
We're playing it by ear.
True, true, true.
We never try to plan our day out too much.
True.
Just go with the flow, just like this podcast.
We're always going with the flow. As we digress.
Give a second. Maybe if we, like, go short on topics, just like this one?
Yeah, let's go into our second one. Okay. Why not? We'll pick another topic.
All right, you can pick this one.
All right, I'll pick this one. I hope it's not another one of mine, because mine are kind of embarrassing.
Are they? All right, well, we don't have to say whose it is. It could be like
a... Okay, I, like, shouted mine out last time. Oh, I grabbed two.
And you kept yours.
It is, why is college so damn expensive?
Girl, Betsy DeVoe.
Betsy fucking DeVoe. Where are you at, girl? No, but, like, seriously, this doesn't have to be a long topic. Well, I feel like we all know that college is so overpriced and everyone's going nowadays.
It's by demand now, you know?
Yeah.
Because you've gone to this university for 4.5 years now.
Yep.
And, like, when you started here, it wasn't, like, as popular as poppin', right?
Yeah, like, I just feel like the university I'm at, which I don't know if am I allowed to say that or not. I don't want to affiliate with the school. Currently, like, I will on my free time, but, like, not now.
Okay.
Like, that's a decision I'll decide in, like, episode 2 or something.
Okay.
But since I'm on the spot, I will just say this. College is expensive because kids go to school. Like, I feel like I'm an adult. I've always been an adult. This is me personally. There's a lot of students, especially at the school that I go to, that are commuters, that are also people that work real jobs. We're real people, where you support yourself. That, you know, is a whole other game in comparison to people that have mommy and daddy money that are sent to school with, you know, a credit card and can just spend money at any goddamn place they want to.
Yes, because we were working around the university the other day and it was funny. I like to people observe, and there's just so many fish out of water.
Fish out of water who clearly are going to school just to even party. Like, that's a whole segment as well.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
People that miss school.
Just a party?
Just a party. And I just don't get it because there's kids out there that want to go to school and don't have the money to go to school and have to sit and suffer and, like, work 40 hours at a shitty job to, you know, save up for school. So I feel like college is definitely, as well as this whole money system in the United States in general, is so uneven and unequal and unfair. That's kind of with school. And I feel like colleges just take advantage of people to make money, and it's all a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, this is also why I don't go to school. Shit's expensive.
It's just so expensive.
Shit is expensive. And especially because I don't know, still don't know what I want to do. Actually, I might be going back. I told you that. I reapplied.
But the thing is, I think you made a smart decision because you did not know what you wanted to do. And also, often kids go to school just because it's the thing to do. Like, that's like the social norm. You just go to college and then you jump into it and you have no idea what you want to do.
And then you're wasting all that money.
And you're wasting money. And then you could be, you know, changing majors over the time. And then, like me, I didn't change majors, but I am a semester late. That's a whole other semester you have to pay for. Because I did my internship in Disney, but that's a whole other category and story.
But, like, the thing is, another thing that why, especially this place, has gone up in price, they're knocking down buildings, they're kicking people out of, like, their actual homes. This place, gentrification. This place is getting gentrified.
Right.
And they're knocking down houses for more, like, dorms and, like, student living. They're knocking down more buildings to make a football field.
Right.
You're probably paying for that. You're paying for the demolition. You're paying for the building. You're paying for the workers. You're paying for, you know, the whole shebang.
But now it's like you're paying for the quote-unquote brand and the quote-unquote name of the university, and that's fine. I just feel like, in general, the United States college is so overpriced, and they're just taking advantage of us.
Well, you saw the tweet that went around the other day. It was like a bill from a school in Texas or something, like, in the 70s.
Oh.
Or, like, when was it from?
Well, like, even just comparing, yeah, back from decades ago, like to now.
I think, like, what, like, 50 years ago was or something? 56, I don't remember. 56
it could,
years
you
ago.
You could even take 25 years ago. It's still, like, 10 years ago.
And it was, like, $100 or something for school, right?
I didn't see that specific tweet, but, like, you can literally probably pull a statistic or finding looking from the 70s to now, and it's probably tripled in price. I don't even know.
I've heard it's gone up, like, sextupled.
Well, I believe that.
That shit's crazy.
It's just, what is the United States going to do in general with all these kids that have, like, tens of thousands, $100,000 in debt?
People pay that shit off for the rest of their life.
And that's kind of what I'm gonna have to do.
The rest of your life?
I wouldn't say the rest of my life, but, like,
it's gonna take a little bit.
It's gonna take a while. And
you're going to a state school. And I knew that.
I'm out of state, hunty.
Oh, you're from Jersey,
I'm from freaking Jersey, hunty.
Hunty's also another segment.
That'll be for another topic in another day.
Yeah.
But everyone knows this. Our listeners probably agree with us to say college is so overpriced.
It is.
But it's unfortunately worth it in some.
And unfortunately,
viewpoints.
A shit ton of people waste their money.
I feel like it's a trap. It's a scheme. The United States is scheming us, and I feel like half of the classes aren't even teaching me anything. Like, I learn through experience, so there are some classes that I'm like, okay, I can actually think about this in relation to, like, what I'm going to be doing in my job.
Well, those classes are for your major, right?
Yeah.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, those classes are, like, specifically designed for stuff that you will use in the real world.
Right, but I feel like, I feel like a lot of people get into these real life positions, and if you've never worked, say, like, okay, you're going back to the mommy and daddy segment of things where you don't have to really, really rely on having a job or you have money handed to you. These kids aren't working or probably not even interning if they're just partying their freaking experience and life away.
Right.
So they get out of college and, like, maybe get a job. Mm-hmm. But, like, are they even going to last long because they're so not used to working? Or they've never worked, so it's, like, this foreign concept to them. I just feel like if you're just doing school, there's no way you can fully function in, like, a full-time job setting.
Right.
And if you do, you're like probably a shitty worker.
Probably. Like I got a job late. I acted like I was spoiled. I probably was a little bit spoiled. But like my family's not well off. Like
when did you get your first job?
My first job was when I was like 17.
But that's, I know people in college that don't have jobs.
And have never had a job.
Right.
So.
I have had a job since I was about like 15.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell, like, you have that like work ethic. You just have that work ethic.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
And I appreciate that. Because I envy that.
Really?
Because I have no work ethic.
Really?
But like if it's something that I'm very passionate about, like I will make sure that shit gets done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just have always put my work first. Like I think that's kind of another reason why I'm single, because I'm always just like, what's the next thing?
Right.
And some people put their time and energy into finding love, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just personally don't see myself with someone until I'm fully 100% in my own life.
That's fair.
That's like my mindset.
As RuPaul Charles says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else?
RuPaul references.
Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. Should we do one more just for our first episode?
And our final, yes, just for our first test run, if you're still listening, we're moving on to our final topic. And we will get bells and whistles, jingles, jangles.
Yeah, I have a buddy jangles. Of mine. I have a buddy of mine that we can have working behind.
So we'll get on it.
All right. Next.
Okay. I hope this is yours.
I think it is.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, psychic abilities.
Psychic abilities.
Noelle can talk a lot about this.
So can you, Samuel.
Okay. Give me examples of when I've been psychic.
Yeah.
You can't think of any.
You've definitely told me you have like this weird spiritual connection, intuitiveness. Just to people in the day-to-day. Correct or incorrect?
Okay, I guess this is true. Like, what do you mean? Explain.
Okay. I can't explain through your lens, but I'll explain through my lens.
Of how you see me?
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking.
I thought we
you.
Were talking about of like the intuitiveness as a whole.
Yeah, but like, I'm sure... I mean, I'm interested at least in how you see me.
Damn, you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I mean, like, I'll answer the same question.
Okay, in an intuitive nature?
Like, yeah. Like, my psychic abilities, quote unquote.
Okay. I just think you're kind of a wallflower personality. So, like, you're a wallflower, but you're also... What is that? What?
I was active in gym class.
I wasn't.
So then you would be a wallflower.
In gym class.
Yeah.
But not in life.
But I feel like it would...
Okay. In the social sphere.
It would translate...
Huh?
To real world?
The gym? Gym class?
No. Wallflower.
What about it?
You called me a wallflower.
Yeah, I mean, you're a wallflower in the sense that you're like... You're very observant.
Okay.
Don't take it in a negative, hasty way, my dude. You're right. My guy. I think that... You're a wallflower, but you're also very friendly.
Okay.
And you can read people. Is that a good reading?
I'm not good at reading, but like I'm good at like. Never mind. I was gonna make a gay joke, but never mind.
Why? Okay. Make a gay joke.
No, I can't. It wasn't gonna land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like with Noelle, like, bitch literally has dreams about shit happening. She'll literally say something, like, she said something about how, like, today we're going to be meeting somebody.
Did we say that today?
No, you did. No, not today.
Not today, like, previously.
But, like, a shift, she was like, yeah, like, today you're going to meet somebody. Or, like, we're meeting somebody today, like, today's the day or whatever. She gets a fucking phone call from her friend saying how she just met somebody at the gym. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then I said something about someone getting hit. And then the next thing her friend says on the fucking phone is that someone just got hit by a car.
She was in New York and she was walking by someone and they clearly got hit and there was an ambulance. RIP to that soul.
So that was when me and her were like, whoa, what the fuck?
So then we kind of talked about it more. And like, for the viewers that don't know, I have two different colored eyes, and I've always just, like, wondered, like, does that make me different in some, like, am I, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Like, am I a clairvoyant? Like, what is my superpower?
I'm interested if we have any viewers, this, or listeners.
Okay.
This soon, what you guys think.
Yeah, we need, and all of our friends, for the most part, are very also intuitive. So I feel like, does that happen by mistake? Like
coincidence?
Coincidence or random?
Karma's
real.
I do believe in karma. Here and there. I'm not a full believer.
I feel like sometimes I try to do nice things just because I know karma's, like, on our side.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, sometimes, like, if I'm driving, especially in the city of Philadelphia, I'm like a bitch. Like, I beep. I'm, like, obnoxious. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. I'm like, am I going to get bad karma for that? Like, little things. Like, I'm like, the times I, like, do something, like, bad. I'm like,
well, that's, oh my God, is, like, this, your morals.
Is this going to be, like, a bad repercussion?
Okay.
You'll so I'm have just to say, like, wait, I don't say. Know.
But, like, this bitch's luck is incredible. Like, sometimes,
I love that you,
like,
say that, but I don't know what that means.
But, like, you literally speak things into fruition. Like, you say something and then it, like, literally happens.
Do you think?
Yes. All the time.
I don't know what that, like, give me an example.
Of what?
How that happens to me. Because you can't.
It happens all the time at work. I don't know. Like, of course I can't give an example. But, like, I can't give an example.
Exactly. But I think overall...
Well, tell them about the dreams you've had.
I feel like that's a whole window of life.
Well, that's part of, like, your psychic ability. You had a dream about something happening, and then it happened.
Okay.
Or do you think it was deja vu?
No, it was a dream.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
So, I woke up in the middle of the night one night, and I specifically remember this dream about a fire. I was literally, like, just, like, sitting on a train, and, like, all of a sudden, there was just, like, fire everywhere around me. Like, houses were burning down.
Oh, my God.
It was just very vivid, and I just woke up from it because I was like, wow, like, this is, like, a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to sleep, woke up the next day. I was telling my roommate at lunch, we got breakfast, about, like, how crazy of a dream I had, because we usually talk about our dreams. I'm big on keeping a dream journal and big on just, like, remembering your dreams in general, because it's very symbolic of, like, who you are in your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
As I digress.
Okay.
So I told my roommate about this dream.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had class that day. So after breakfast, I'm walking home from class. I literally see billows of smoke in the sky. I see helicopters in the sky. I literally smell smoke. And I'm like, what is going on? And I, like, look up the street, like, two blocks from my house, literally on Broad Street, there's a church that was caught fire and, like, basically almost burned down, like, the whole back of it.
That's wild.
During this whole time. And I told my roommate, like, holy shit, there's a fire two blocks from us. And we both just, like, looked at each other. I was on the phone with her, and we were both, like, freaking out because it was just so coincidental. And, like, there was a part of me that couldn't even, like, go back to the fire. Like, I walked by it and went home. And, like, I just couldn't even, like... Renee came home and was like, let's go, my roommate, let's go look at it, like, let's see what happened. And I, like, started walking towards it and just felt, like, so, like, just this weird energy, and, like, had to run home.
That's crazy.
And I'm just like, how do I, like, what? Like, I'm just so confused. And I really wanted to go see a psychic that day.
You shut up.
I, like, seriously wanted to, but, like,
I want
to
see one.
But, like, especially after that, I was just gonna, like, see if she picked up on anything.
Well, didn't you say, like, your aura got red? Somebody I know
I've
got
had,
their aura
I've
red.
Had psychic readings, but I didn't have an aura reading.
Must be somebody else then. Never mind.
But, carry on. Yeah, we should see a psychic.
We should.
That should be, like, so a bad. Whole podcast.
Yeah.
But we need to know, viewers, what do you think? What are your experiences with spirituality? I've had other experiences, but, like, that was the most... interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, that would have threw me through a loop.
But hope you guys liked our show. We're starting every week, and we should have a podcast every week.
Yeah, we should try.
Of our two in a queue. And that's all.
Thanks for listening.
Wonderful evening.